Welcome back to the Jacob McLaughlin podcast and radio show. So excited to be talking with you guys today. And this is for all my 20-year-olds out there from 20 to 30, you know, the younger generation that's getting into that workforce. I'm going to start off right with a quote and then we're going to jump right into it. And it's, don't be afraid of being different. Be afraid of being the same as everyone else. And I want you guys to think about that. Because everybody, as society tells us, we should be the same as everyone else. We should go to college. We should go get a good job. We should work it for so many years. Then we should have good benefits. And then we should retire and have a family and blah, blah, blah. And the list goes on and on of what we should be, right? But then tell me why depression rates, suicide rates are at the highest they've ever been when it comes to this stuff. It's because we're not doing what we truly love. And until you do what you truly love, you're never going to be truly happy. And so that's why I want to just talk real quick about being different. Don't do what everybody else says. Don't do what the world says or your parents say. Do what you are passionate about and what you think you could do for the rest of your life for free. So with me starting that, I just want to tell you guys my quick personal story so you guys can see that I've done it. And then also we can touch on some spots. But for me, it's I went to college. I was going to go strength and conditioning, and then I decided I didn't want to go that route, so I went OT route. So I was going to occupational therapy, and I found it just because my prereqs fit it. I had all the classes that would get me into the school. I had a good enough GPA, so I applied for some OT schools, and I ended up getting into three. I got into Midwestern here in Arizona. I got into Abilene Christian in Texas, and I also got into Nebraska Methodist in Nebraska. And OT is a great job. I absolutely love what it does. Schooling was about $60 to $120, not to mention if you had living costs. If I went to Arizona, it was going to cost me about $200,000 for school. But on the backside, OT is one of the safest jobs right now. It's actually growing. They need more OTs because people are getting older. It makes $80,000 a year, so it's not a bad paying job. And you only work 8 to 4, 8 to 5. Like, the hours are very good for OT. So it's a super safe job is how I looked at it. And I was going to go that route, but I wasn't comfortable, A, with the taking in the debt load, but it was also, it wasn't something I was passionate about. I liked it, but I wasn't passionate about. You know, anybody who knows me knows I'm the fitness dude. And what I mean by that is I don't shut up about it. I talk about nutrition. I talk about working out. I talk about being healthier, and that's all I do. And it's got to the point where my parent, or not my parents, but my brother and my sister and even some of my family members would be like, Jacob, just shut up, please. Like, don't talk about this anymore. And that was the moment it clicked for me. And I was like, man, I must really like this because I don't shut up about it. And that's was my dilemma. I got accepted into these schools, and like, the school was in Midwestern, you know, they told me they had over 2,000 applicants at the time. They only accepted 40, and I got accepted. And I was like so honored, and I felt really good, but I wasn't passionate about it. And so after several months of going back and forth, about a month before school started, I finally decided I'm going with fitness. This is my dream. This is what I'm passionate about. And this is something I would do every single day for the rest of my life without being paid, and I'd be okay with it. But with that said, there's not like I didn't get any like negative feedback. Like, you know, when I told people, they're like, why are you doing that? Because OT's safe. OT's going to give you a good salary. OT's going to give you good time with your family, like benefits and all the good things that are supposed to get with a good corporate job, right? And it's true, and I'm not saying it's bad, but like, for me, it didn't fit. And so what I want to just tell you guys, you know, like, Gary Vee has an amazing video on this, and he just talks about, you know, he gets scared for everybody that's 22, because 22, when you're 22 to like 28, this is the time you don't play it safe. You don't go get the safe job. You don't go to school. You don't, this is the time you can be so different, and you can actually make it and do the life you want. And what he means by that is, when you're this young, you don't have a family. You don't have to go to take, you know, your daughter to practice. You don't have to take son to daycare. You don't have extra expenses going with that. So you have more freedom. And if you're not married, you don't have to deal with a relationship of, you know, a relationship's give and take. And so this is the time you get to do what you want. So if you're lucky enough to be single and you're in your 20s, even 30s, like, this is the time that you can go and take the risk, because it's just you. And again, what you will hear, you'll have feedback of your mom and your parents and old friends saying, dude, you're not doing what you should be. You should have this job. You should do this. You shouldn't conform to society. but don't listen to them. Like, this is your life. You got to do what you want. Like, if you have a dream to, you know, become the best YouTube vlogger, or to become, you know, a guy who opens a Ninja Turtle store, as Jeremy a lot of times talks about, like, this is the time you could do it. Like, you, this is the time you can work 18 hours a day. This is the time you can live off the least amount of money that you'll ever make. And this is the time you can just grind, dedicate everything you want to it, because you're young enough, you don't have any responsibility, and you don't need a lot of money. And so I just want to encourage you guys, you know, if you're at that crossroads where you're like, I don't know if I should go get this really safe job, or if I should really go after this dream or like passion that I have, I'm telling you, go after the passion, because ever since I've taken that step of going after my passion, there's not been one day I've ever regretted. I've absolutely loved every single day, because even though I might work more and I might put more hours into what I'm doing now, I like it. Like, this is what it's 8:30 on a Friday night and I'm recording a podcast. Like, this is what I want to share with you guys. Like, once you find your passion, just go for it, because at the end of the day, if it's you're happy and you think it's cool, you win. Like, that's it. Like, it doesn't matter what your parents say, or what your even friends say, or what your girlfriend or boyfriend says. Like, if you think it's cool what you're doing and you actually enjoy it, then you win at life. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter what car you buy or drive or what house you have. If you're happy with where your life is at and what you're doing, you will be happier than everybody else, and you're winning at this game called life. So that is my quick rant from you, my friends. If you guys are at a crossroads and you're younger and you want to take these chances, this is the time to do it. Don't conform to society. Go be different. And hope you guys have a great week. Make sure you guys do something active and go live the life you want. I'll talk to you guys next time. Peace.